Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It's a little pocket awareness. You guys already know the do. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. At TheMarkJohnNFL for me. At KingManellos for Chris. Then on Instagram, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. Then go to A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook for that. And then, of course, download and subscribe here. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you're listening. Go ahead, do that. And check us out there. Chris, how are you feeling, man? Your team, you know, isn't looking too good. I mean, they're unraveling. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's early. It's early, right? I mean,
I'd rather it happen early than happen later in the season. You and I both are having some early woes to this NFL season. I'm going to flood the social medias with everything quarterback related possible, so nobody's thinking or talking about the Packers. And we'll just we'll see how this train rolls down the track. That's some bad football 2 weeks in a row, Marcus.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with you guys, man. Of course, you lost to Danny Dimes, which, I mean, that was just for you making fun of me and him for being top 20 quarterback, which I told you he was. He's a top 20 guy, man. You can win with Danny. You can win with Daniel. You know, he's got the right guy behind the right offense, got right defense. He's got a running
game. He's got the right guy behind him is right. Saquon Barkley is a monster.
He's a part of the running game, though, Chris. Yeah, give him credit.
He is a part of the running game. He made the right decision to pull down and run on multiple occasions against the Packers, which kept his offense on the field. That second half, man, the Packers ran 8 plays in the second half before their final drive to try and tie the game up.
Bully football, man. That's just coming back. Bully football. We're getting a lot of bullies here taking over this league right now. You know what I'm saying?
8 plays. How do you run only 8 plays on offense? Your defense can't get off the field. How does your defense not get off the field? You let Saquon Barkley run crossers on you in the passing game. You let him run all over you. And then Daniel Jones gets the occasional leave the pocket. I could not believe that the defense couldn't get off the field. It was really incredibly frustrating. I had such high expectations for this defense heading into the season. I consider them a top 5 defense in the NFL talent-wise. The numbers say that they force some of the most punts in the NFL, but situationally, they're giving up serious yardage. Third down, there was a 3rd and 13. There was multiple 3rd and 7s, 3rd and 8s against the Giants. Just very poor situational defense, and then penalties to top it off that are just killing. Like, there were so many sacks that got taken back because of penalties. It's just been frustrating. And then against the Jets, Zach Wilson doesn't even throw for 100 yards.
I saw that.
And they run for a combined 125 yards, I think it was, against the defense. Like, this is the best the defensive front has ever looked, as far as names on a stat sheet.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop the run. And the offensive line looked like they were high schoolers. They couldn't stop backup defensive linemen. And we've got two of the best offensive linemen in the NFL in Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins out there. So there's some serious problems on both sides of the football. And don't even get me started on the fact that they can't give Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon the ball nearly enough. Rodgers and LaFleur are acting like Devontae's still out there with the plays that they're calling. They throw the ball downfield some of the most time in the NFL and can't complete. He's got, like, Rodgers has got almost like 250 passes already down. Actually, I don't know if that number's right. But he is one of the top 5 or 10 in the NFL in deep balls, but his completion percentage on balls outside deeper than 15 yards is like in the bottom 25. It's really awful. So I'm terrified of this week against the Commanders because
why, man?
We don't get Wentz. We get the Heineken man.
The guy that took them to the playoffs.
Hopefully we don't get a blocked punt this week. Oh, special teams. Here we go. We got your old head coach who's supposed to be a really good special teams coach. Was it a blocked punt and a blocked field goal? Is that what it was? I can't remember.
Hey, man.
Downloaded
over there playing special teams. Him and Keyshawn Nixon. You know, Keyshawn Nixon's a pretty good player, though. He's all right. He's pretty good. The Raiders
Packers are minus 5.5. Take the points with the Commanders. If the Packers win, it'll be by a field goal. I have no faith in my team right now.
Yeah, Raiders offense is rolling. They just can't play defense. So we'll see how that goes going forward. It's pretty simple. It's not the really they're one of the worst defense in the league. There you go.
Dude, hey. Right? I don't know if you saw there's mock drafts that have already started. And what are you picking, 3 right now?
Picking 2, yeah, man. Picking 2, yeah.
Will Anderson, you think he's worth it?
They're gonna find a way to get to 8-9. So I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, was that 7-5 to finish the season? They're gonna find a way to get to 8-9. Trust me, they're gonna find a way.
I believe it. Can you explain to me why Josh Daniels went for 2 instead of tying the game against the Chiefs?
He thought he was going to score. I guess how they're going to run the ball. I mean, there was a hole, but Josh Jacobs he didn't want to take on Justin Reed one-on-one, I guess. So he decided to go inside, but there's a smaller hole. I don't know why he did that, but hey, that's what he wanted to do. So the play call wasn't terrible. I just think that, maybe he was just confident and felt like that. It might keep Patrick Mahomes out of I'm going to go score mode, which it did. And they got the ball back and, Devontae Adams couldn't keep his feet down with that juggle. And that was really the game, man. That was the game. But they're up 17-0. I mean, if they could stop the Chiefs, they couldn't stop them for 5 straight series. It was just up and down the field. It wasn't even a big bomb. So it was just meticulous 5
straight. That's the one team in the NFL that you can go up 3 scores and everybody watching the game's like, they'll come back.
Yeah.
They'll come back. Like there's no other team in the NFL that you can sit there and go, they're down 3 scores. Immediately, it'll be a game by halftime. Maybe right after halftime, it'll be a game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just doing all the meticulous type of stuff that they were just going right down the field all day. So it was just, they just can't play defense right now. That's really the biggest problem. Everybody else is, I'm watching all these 16-19 games, 19-16, 13-13, 14-14. Every Raiders game is still 32-33. So
I would rather watch your games than watch the garbage that the Packers are. It was 3-3 at halftime against the Jets at home.
So I'm saying, man, the Broncos can't score on nobody. They put 23 on the Raiders. That's what I'm saying. Russell Wilson's best game of the season is against the Raiders.
How many chances did the Chargers give Denver to win that game Monday night?
He's looked absolutely terrible against every other team. I swear, the Raiders game, he looked pretty good. He didn't look that bad. he had a couple of nice deep passes late. Hit one over the middle. You know what I'm saying?
He completely forgot how to read a defense and how to throw a ball. Like, his accuracy is completely gone.
He's trying to be something he's not, which we discussed. He's trying to be a drop-back passer, which, sure, I know you want to prove to everybody that you're not what Pete Carroll thinks you are, and I get it. But it's not working so far, so, you got to figure that out.
I don't even see him trying. See him getting to the top of his drop and – his eyes are going directly to his offensive line. Where can I go? Where can I move? He's not even looking downfield. So he's not even trying to fix the narrative.
Yeah, because, I mean, really what's happening, too, is that, you know, he's telling Nathaniel Hackett, Hackett's running what he wants to run. I mean, Russell Wilson has full control of this team. People are killing Hackett. Yeah, he's doing some terrible coaching. He's doing some terrible, awful coaching. But he's running what Russell Wilson wants to run. I mean, Russell Wilson wants to prove that he's a dropback passer. I mean, you can watch it. You can watch the offense. He's trying to throw over the middle. He's trying to throw digs. You know, they're calling those plays. He's trying to hit them. You know, you could tell what he's trying to do. He's trying to prove to maybe himself or maybe to the world that he is a drop back passer, and it's not working. So
no, it's not. And it seems like he doesn't even know the offense, because the way that he's bailing, it looks like, I mean, I saw at least two times on the Monday night game, he's bailing to his left and everybody in the pattern is going to the right side of the field. Like, he doesn't even know which way to bail. I feel like it looked like he does not know the playbook.
It's not even about knowing the playbook. I think it's just not an offense that he can run. It's not for him. He's not a quick drop back and do West Coast offense stuff. He's just not, man. It's not his game. He should have went to Tampa. He should have found his way in Tampa. Tom Brady would have stayed retired, probably. Bruce Arians
might still be there.
Yeah, Bruce Arians still might be coaching or something, you know. That would have been the perfect fit for him, where they just throw deep all the time. They just sit back and he just takes 7-step drops, and, you know, he throws deep, and he could do his little spinning around stuff, and he can throw deep and be perfect for that offense. I believe. I mean, that's what Brian Schottenheimer runs, that type of Eric Coryell stuff, and that's where he has to put a lot of big plays up there. And, you know, they wanted to pass more, but that's not something you can do and pass a lot. You know what I mean? You just can't depend on the deep ball passing. You got sometimes, especially when you want to, you know, be a volume passer, you can't depend on the deep ball. I mean,
I don't even see him making attempts downfield. Like, where are the deep posts that Tyler Lockett was running? Where are the go routes that DK Metcalf was running? Like, they're not even running those routes. He's not even putting the ball in the air for that.
Yeah, because I mean those type of things he just really doesn't want to run right now. You know, he's trying to prove he's the quarterback, man. I'm telling you. I mean, they run a lot of short stuff. He's trying to, you know, go into those, you know, whatever he wants to do, and it's not working for him because he's just not that type of quarterback. He's just not. And I mean, you succeeded so long doing something else. I don't know why you even want to stop doing that. Why are you even leaving Seattle? There's really no point in leaving Seattle. Maybe he took it personal. I guess he tried to.
Dude, he did. He took it personal. He's very egocentric.
I mean, I guess you think the dude
is all about the dude. Like, it was really interesting to see some of these national pundits really just like go after him. You see Richard Sherman just sitting back, like he's got his feet up, his hands over his head, and he's like, I told y'all.
Yeah, they hated the offense. The Legion Boom hated their own offense because they got all the credit. Quarterback gets all the credit. Hey, man, I mean, yeah, you're the greatest defense ever. You got a cool quarterback that everybody likes. You know, that just, hey, you know, that's what happens. I mean, Terry Bradshaw's in the Hall of Fame because he's the quarterback of this behind the steel curtain. He's literally there. He's where the team used to give up like 5 points a game. All he had to do was just score two touchdowns, and he won. He didn't do anything magnificent, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, Sherman can't be too mad about that, man. You guys are all going to the Hall together. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
You're all going together. You know, there's no fight for the Hall of Fame. Who gets the credit for the Seattle? He gets so petty with that, man. He's so mad that Russell takes credit for it. Like, no, bro, I gave up 13 points a game. Okay, I get it, but hey, man, would Matt Flynn would have done that? That's the kind of thing that Russell. What up, Matt Flynn, Super Bowl champ?
Matt Flynn.
I don't know. So yeah, but you know, but Russ does look done. He does look done. I wouldn't say he's done. Yeah. I would say he's done for trying to make up for a bad offense. Let's say that. So. Yeah, he can't move. He's like hurt all the time. You know, he's a new injury every week. He's a shoulder.
Yeah, now he's got a hammy.
He's gonna have me.
Honestly, he's got every injury to run. Is it legit? Do you think that's legit? Do you think he's actually got a hammy?
Probably, man. He's already got injuries. He plays through them.
They're saying he's day to day.
He plays through them. He's not going to miss a game. He's just, you know, his agent probably putting that out there. But hey, yeah, Russ is on the decline. He's declining for sure. You know what I'm saying? But it works out for everybody, I think. Not for the Broncos. I mean, it works out for me. I mean, they got him 2030 at the contract, 2080.
Oh, my God. Till he's 40 years old. Till the man's 40, he's under contract.
When you sign a 34-year-old guy who depended on his legs to a 5-year contract, I don't know what you expected. You're just quarterback desperation, a whole elite quarterback thing. Mm-hmm. Is why they're in that position, man.
Oh, if you don't have an elite quarterback, you can't win a Super Bowl.
So, you know, here comes the Broncos. Oh,
Way to tank the franchise. That was pretty – like, they had 2 years to figure out if Russ was worth it.
The Browns gave Watson a guaranteed contract because they're so desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Just desperate. Desperate everywhere, man. There's desperation for new quarterbacks and having some.
Dude, these lines these weeks are wild. They're even money against the Jets at home.
Who is the
Broncos?
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, I'm saying that the Jets are saying, like, but none of the young quarterbacks are really playing well. That's really the problem in the NFL right now. I mean, who's actually playing well that's young? Jalen Hurts, I guess, right? Jalen Hurts,
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Is Josh Allen young now? He's in the league, what? Year five?
Year five? I would say. I mean, Aaron Rodgers
is young in age, maybe.
Young in age, yeah.
He has 5 years as a starter. I mean, like, how
many playoffs he's been in? It took him about now to actually figure it out, so.
You know, he's on his veteran stuff, but that's what I'm saying, like, besides that, let's talk about let's leave 2018 and 2017 out of here because we got Patrick Mahomes. Then 2018, you got Lamar, you got Josh, right? I mean, after that, what we got? Who's the hit? Joe Burrow, I guess. Justin Herbert, right?
Those are the two names. Those are the two names that people have already slid into their top five. Like these guys are locked in.
And those guys have potential to be they're good quarterbacks.
I'll agree, right? Potential. Potential.
They're good quarterbacks. I mean, Herbert broke another record. He had the most completions under 250 yards, 37 completions, 238 yards.
He threw 57 passes without throwing a touchdown. Like, I hate lumping him into this elite category because he keeps doing stuff like this.
Yeah, man. He's
How do you throw 57 times and not throw a touchdown pass? How?
You throw for 238 yards on those 37 completions. he's a record breaker, bro. He's breaking all those records, and then he breaks that record too. He made sure that he's going to break every record that there is out there with his passing, and he wanted to set the record for the lowest yards with the most completions.
Jesus, you know,
elite football right there. But he made that one throw, Chris, for 5 yards to get it back in the field goal range after the guy made the punt return. Remember that was a big throw, that 8 yard throw he made, got him back to the 23 instead of the 31.
I don't want to talk about Justin Herbert anymore. You literally put that bad juju on me, and you almost got the score completely correct against the Browns.
Oh man, I know.
The only difference was he didn't throw for three touchdowns. He threw for like one and 250 yards.
Yeah.
And they did everything they could to get the Browns to win that game, and the Browns still didn't want to win it.
Yeah, the Chargers are overrated. You know, they're overrated. I mean, the whole AFC is pretty overrated. AFC is mediocre. Let's just say that. Besides, this is a good segue. Mahomes and Allen, the Chiefs and the Bills.
So only two guys. The only hope that we have.
You know, Mahomes was picked off twice, I believe, right? He had two interceptions.
I think that's right.
Yeah, two interceptions for Mahomes. You know, it wasn't – he got picked off late. He didn't have the heroics. You know, they played a little cover two, you know. They weren't like the Raiders who played man-to-man cover one all game after playing cover two all year. I don't know why they would do that, but you know, they're actually a smarter team than the Raiders, and they played cover too late and got an interception. So, you know how that goes with, you know, once you're right, for some reason you're a Raider defense coordinator, you just forget everything you did, all the great stuff you did with everywhere else. You just come there and you get, become terrible. But Allen balled. He had 27 for 40, 3 touchdowns, 329.
Yeah, Allen showed up.
Yeah, man. So, you know, 3 touchdowns. You know, it was a good Allen game. So when they get a good Allen game, they're not losing. They get good Josh Allen, they are not losing the Bills. Gabe Davis, he's Mr. Consistency with the fantasy for me. Just gives me a touchdown and 70 yards. Touchdown and 70 yards. You're consistent. Consistency. That's why you're there. That's why you're in the flex position, because you get 70 and a touchdown. You're the 15 point guy. You don't have to give me big points, Gabe, but I know you're going to get 12 touchdowns this year. It's destiny. So, Gabe Davis, he's balling. Josh Allen, man. I tell you, he's the 2 best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Pretty hands down. I mean, if, any way you look at it, I mean, I know Mahomes had the best game through 2 interceptions. He played a good defense. They're easy to shut down. It's easy to shut down the Chiefs now. It's way easier to shut them down than it is was before. I mean, you take away Travis
Kelce. You take away Tyreek Hill off that roster, it's a different story.
Yeah, so they're easy to stop. They are. They're way easier to stop. But, I mean, you just have to have good corners, unlike the Raiders, who don't. And you get burned. But if you have good cornerbacks like the – and you actually play zone defense consistently while trying to find a way to stop Kelce, then you can stop the Chiefs. I mean, because – That's his issue, is him going to other places. He doesn't want to. He wants to throw Travis. Yeah, I mean, that's where he's looking. I mean, they were down 17-0 before Andy Reid's like, hey, everybody else is wide open, Patrick. And he's like, oh, really? It's like, oh, they are. And they won. So
he was like, oh, you mean I can't throw him 4 touchdown passes every single week?
You know? So he has an issue. And you can't depend on all this Scantling to have the game he had against the Raiders every week. You can't depend on that. Or Juju.
No, you cannot. You know? I can speak from experience when it comes to MVS.
So I mean, they got a lot of issues there, man. The issues are there on offense, but I mean, they're pretty good on defense. They're not a bad defense. They're good over there. They're pretty stout. They play pretty good run defense too. So, they just got Josh Allen a little bit. Josh Allen's he was on his game and he chopped him up pretty much.
No, yeah, he did.
I'm going to say that. Yeah, I mean, 2 best quarterbacks in the league, man.
He's
no other way around it. I mean, Mahomes still threw for 338. You know, he had 8.5 YPA. I mean,
the numbers are, I mean, for a down, that's a down game. That's the funny thing about Patrick Mahomes. Like, those are his down games.
2 turnovers. See, that's what makes it the down game, is the turnovers, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He's a turnover guy. They caught him this time. They caught him, basically.
The completion percentage was low for the both of them. I will say that. They both threw it 40 times. Patrick only had 25 completions. Allen had 27. So if there's something to be nitpicky about, they're not completing a lot of balls.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not Justin Fields' numbers, you know? So it's a lot better than that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good Lord.
That's what I'm telling you, man. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. We got Herbert and Burrow. Burrow, I mean, you play cover 2 against him. It's a totally different game. Then he goes and plays against the Saints, who don't play cover 2, and he looks really good. And then he'll play against Dolphins. He looks really good. They don't play cover 2. And then he plays cover 2 team. He doesn't look really good.
Well, and then he's right now, he's with guys that are on their rookie deal still. Like, as soon as T. Higgins, as soon as he needs his contract to come up, they're in so much trouble. They're in so much trouble. They cannot keep the core of the team together that they had when they ran the Super Bowl. They're in trouble. So we'll see what kind of quarterback he really is when he doesn't have these amazing weapons. Like, Boyd is their third receiver. Are you kidding me? Dude was a monster when he was the only option available in Cincinnati.
I mean, I guess Trevor Lawrence is playing pretty well. He was 20 for 22 last week, you know.
On a 2-4 team with the defense that's carrying them. So I'm rooting for all these guys. I really am, but reality is going to come fast. The only one that's probably in the best case scenario is probably Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, Zach Wilson probably has the best team around him.
Zach Wilson absolutely has the best team around him, and he is the worst quarterback of all of them.
What did he beat you against? 10-18, bro? That 10-18, was it? It didn't hit you?
18 passes, less than 100 yards.
Oh, no, he had 110, man. You're selling him short. You're selling him short 10 yards,
bro. He got sacked. He got sacked and lost 11 yards. 99. On the team stats, that's 99. It might not count against him personally.
See,
but you look at the team statistics, the ones that count against the defense.
The main stat here, Chris, is zero turnovers. You know, zero turnovers
against the defense that's supposed to be good.
What Tom Brady said, the quarterback's job is not to lose the game. That's exactly. He didn't lose the game. He didn't win. He didn't win it.
He definitely didn't lose it.
He didn't lose it. You know?
He didn't lose it.
He didn't lose it. Oh, we had Jordan Love sighting in this game? I didn't even know that. Jordan Love played? He got a little – he did 4 passes? You guys can't run the ball.
It was so bad.
That's your main problem. You guys can't run the ball.
They literally choose not to. Aaron Jones averages like 6 yards a carry. A.J. Dillon, I think he's over 5 yards a carry. They're literally choosing not to run the ball. It's a conscious decision.
You're really gonna let Kirk Cousins go 12-5 this year, man? You guys really gonna let Kirk Cousins go 12-5?
You know what's messed up? The Packers can still go 12-5.
I know. Do you believe in the Vikings, Chris?
I don't believe in the Vikings. Are you kidding me? They got lucky that they played against a third string quarterback last week.
They played against Teddy B. Faith.
No, Teddy was out with a concussion.
No, Teddy Bridgewater, he came in and played 23. I'm looking at it right here, 23 of 34. But it's what? Good numbers now, actually. Yeah, 329.
Teddy
yards.
Played.
Yeah, I think the other guy got hurt too, and then Teddy came back in. And then
I thought Teddy was out because of the concussion. He had a concussion protocol.
I guess he played again. So he had 12. He went for 12 for 177. Tyreek Hill. And Jalen Waddle went for 6 for 129. That's what I'm saying.
When did that happen? Dude, I wasn't even – I didn't pay attention to this game because they were starting the third-string quarterback.
Yeah, so Teddy Bridgewater came in late, and then they started to come back. It was like 16-0.
He threw two interceptions still.
Yeah, he's –
wow.
Teddy Bridgewater is the most accurate quarterback until he doesn't want to be, and then he just like overthrows somebody for some reason. Like it's the most egregious overthrow right to somebody. And it makes no sense. Like you're so accurate for like, this is like I said, 67% completion percentage, but it was those 5 passes that he missed. We're all the most inaccurate. Is when he misses, it's just terrible misses with Teddy Bridgewater. It's not like a low miss, like where it's like it like hits the ground.
He
like
came in for the second half. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, bro. He came in the second half and he threw all those yards like that. He threw 200 yards in the second half.
Get out. No, he was in the first half. His first.
Yeah, man.
His second throw was intercepted of the game.
I bet it was overthrow. I bet money. I bet he overthrew somebody.
Oh, no, that's not right. He came in earlier. What is going on here? What did I miss?
You missed a lot, obviously. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater came in. I mean, that's why Tyreek Hill, you know, and Jalen Waddle balled, man. What are you talking about?
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, they obviously don't need Tua. Tua is obviously playing point guard. But Teddy Bridgewater comes in there, hit those 300, and Tyreek Hill goes to 177.
Everybody's given – the only love that I give Tua is on my bench on fantasy football while I try to trade him.
Oh, that six touchdown game got him so into that. But you can see what kind of weapons he got, man. He's got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Look at Teddy Bridgewater. If he didn't,
Teddy played the majority of that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he didn't overthrow him once, I bet both interceptions. I 100% bet both interceptions were overthrows. 100%.
I don't know. I don't believe it because I don't think Teddy. I know Tua. These guys don't have the arms to overthrow Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
No, it's not an overthrow like a deep pass. It's like Tyreek Hill's on a dig, and it just
and it's just across the middle, and it goes right over the safety. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Or it's a quick sticks route, and he just overthrows it. that's what he does. I don't know. I don't get it. Every game, it's like he's like Carson Palmer kind of. That's what Carson Palmer used to do. Chris Palmer just uses the ball, be accurate, just hit every pass, and then he just airmail one of them. And of course, when he was on the Raiders, it went right to somebody every single time. The Cardinals, it would somebody would drop it or something. He got a little luckier.
Yeah.
On the Raiders, it would go right to somebody. That one he's giving give you one airmail pass. And that's what Teddy Bridgewater is.
Dude, Matthew Stafford's the king of that right now, too.
Oh yeah, Stafford's the king of that too. Yeah. He's struggling.
He's got no offensive line. He has zero offensive line.
Yeah, he's hurt too. Didn't he hurt his elbow? Yeah.
I think that was coming into the beginning of the year. He had elbow injury. Has he got another one again?
Didn't he have surgery on it?
Something like that. They did something off season, but he has no offensive line, and there is no draft capital. There's no help coming.
Maybe they could trade for Lane Johnson or something.
That'll never happen. You think the Eagles are going to give him up?
Oh. I'm just joking. for 2026.
Speaking of the Eagles.
The Eagles are really good.
The NFC East is the NFC Beast again. Go ahead and get your Daniel Jones nonsense out of the way. Get it out of the way.
Danny Dimes had a good game last game, man. He wasn't, it wasn't all just, through his legs. He was 19-27, right? Two touchdowns. No, 6.4 YPA, so it was a little bit more still of a game manager. But he's managing the game, Chris. I told you, you can win with Daniel Jones, and he's a top 20 quarterback. Got a good little skill set there. I told you, Brian Duvall, he agreed. He's like, let me give it a shot. Let me see what I can do. And they're just moving the football. He's got Wandell Robinson playing. They're just moving the football, Chris. That's all they're doing. They're being consistent. They're moving the football. He's making the right reads. He's getting third downs going,
Okay, I'm going to pump your brakes right there. Now that you're just making stuff up right there, I'm not going to give you third down conversions. That is Saquon Barkley doing all the work. That is Daniel Jones. He gets credit for recognizing that he's in a bad position and he's still got the legs to move around. I will give you that.
7-14, they're 50%, Chris. They're 50% on third down. He's getting it done on third.
He's getting it done. And who's he throwing? I need you to break those stats down on third down a little bit deeper. I'm going to need you to break that down a little deeper for me.
Let's check out some of these touchdowns, second and seven touchdowns. I'm not going to let every third down here, but You know how it goes.
I know. Here's what it comes down to. Last week, they played a Ravens team that, in their three losses, have trailed by a combined 120 seconds. So it's more about Lamar in this last game with a fumble and an interception in their final two drives to give the Giants the ball back for the win. I cannot say that Danny Dimes gets much credit for being placed in a perfect situation to win that game. Mm-hmm. Against the Packers, and I watched that game, and Saquon Barkley just was incredible. And every opportunity that the Packers had to get the Giants off the field on third down was either stopped by a penalty, so self-inflicting, or Daniel Jones taking advantage of man-to-man coverage and running for the first down. So I'm not You can come at me with Daniel Jones karma that I deserve for them. They're 5-1, 5-2?
5-1, man.
5-1.
They're rolling.
That's on Saquon. I refuse to give you any type of love for your Daniel Jones slander.
Four game winning drives, Chris. He's clutch. Four game winning drives.
Okay. Okay. And how many snaps did Saquon play quarterback in the majority of those?
How many were game winning
touchdowns? They go to the Wildcat instead of Daniel Jones.
You know, no. A couple of her game winning touchdowns, they were at the 2 yard line. And he did a little play action, to the tight end. But they're whatever.
Heroics. All right, you got your clutch. Slander. You got your slander. Do you want to mention that?
I didn't see him a superstar. I just said he's a legitimate NFL starting quarterback, and that's all I said. That's all I was saying. And thank you for proving me right, Daniel. I don't care what you do for the rest of the season. You can finish 9-8.
Oh no. Rest of the season matters. Rest of the season matters. I can't handle that. I can't hear that.
He might stay at 19. But hey. Obviously you can win with 19. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, unless you're Russell Wilson, who's going to drop out of the top 20.
Hopefully. Russell might retire. I would just hang it up. Hang it up, Russ. I mean, unless it gets better. Unless it finishes better. But if it doesn't, man, hey, maybe it's just time. Because right? Obviously Tom's hanging it up.
he has to, right? There's no way his marriage gets saved. Well, he'll stick around because his marriage is gone. So there's nothing for him to go home to.
No, because he always had that I want to play the 45 thing. And I really think he just retired and then he went home and he was probably thinking that he could play one more year and he could make it to his. Yeah, and he's just, he just wants to be 45 and, make that last heroic step to being, I'm 45 and I'm George, better than George Blanda. So, but he's looking like George Blanda when he was 45 right now. So Tom's not playing well. He hasn't played well all year. Really hasn't.
It's just bad. The quarterback play is bad. It's just really bad.
Everybody sucks, man. It's great.
Yeah.
Everybody sucks. I called it. I told you defense catches up. I called it.
We talked about it. You heard it here, man. This is not new information.
Because the most consistent quarterback right now is Geno Smith. Geno's consistent, bro.
I got to give it to Jalen. I can't give that to Geno. I got to give it to Jalen.
Jalen is playing well. Jalen's playing really well.
He's playing within the offense, and he's having success in keeping the ball underneath 10 yards with all of his passes. Mm-hmm. And then with the occasional deep ball after he sucked up that defense to stay in front of him. And he's got guys that can go and get the ball. They've got talent on that roster, man. Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, those are two studs. And
he has two stud wide receivers, right? He has a potential superstar wide receiver one, already has a superstar wide receiver one. Then he has one of the best tight ends in football. Mm-hmm. Then he has the best offensive line in football. Then he has Miles Sanders. Then he has Kent Gainwell next to him as well. They're loaded, bro.
They got a roster.
Brad Berry, then they got Jones, and they got Fletcher Cox, and they got Jordan Davis, and then they got, Darius Slay. Yeah, that's a Super Bowl roster, bro. So we'll see how they finish, man. Because, he's going to have to beat. Because as much as I hate it and how ugly the NFC, especially if Kirk Cousins gets in there, man. Aaron Rodgers is going to beat one of those guys. So
Like I said, I'm glad the struggles for the Packers are happening early. There's plenty of time to right the ship. We had the conversation. 12-5 is still, it's still very much attainable for the Packers.
Or Dak Prescott, Dak's coming back and Dak's already set to finish the year strong.
That defense has brought some confidence to that team. That's not a new roster on that defense. That's the same bad defense that we've seen for the last 2 years. But they've figured it out with the pass rush. Like, oh my God, Michael Parsons.
I know he's ridiculous, but that's what I'm saying. If they had Dak Prescott, they probably compete a whole lot better against the Eagles, man, because they shut down the Eagles in the second half, and they're back with Cooper Rush throwing 2 yard passes and they're running the football. So
didn't he throw it 3 interceptions in that game too?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
He actually had to throw. Well, Coop, we're down 20-0.
Dude, I would count that. I would count that as a win for Dallas when they play him at home later in the season.
Yeah, I think Dallas is a pretty good team. I think Dak Prescott, he's gonna come in. He's gonna, you know, right that ship. I was laughing at Michael Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. I think I put this on Twitter. I was laughing at them. They're on the Pivot Show, talking about how Dak Prescott, he was just helping Cooper Rush so much. He's just in the room. He's helping Cooper Rush. And, you know, I never seen such a selfless leader. He was in there showing him tape. And I was like, yeah, because he knows he's not taking his job. He's ain't like he's the young first-round pick. That'd be different.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sorry. I know that was funny. Like, why are they even like, okay, what do you think? Is he scared Cooper Rush is going to take his job? All right. That's enough for last week. We talked about enough for last week, covered most of last week. What we got this week, Chris? What games do we got? You know, let's start.
Well, I'm nervous, like I said, with my guys. I already told you how I felt about this week with my guys, so we can move on. How you feeling this week for your guys coming off the bye week?
Texas can play defense, so I'm worried. If they can run the ball, they'll be fine. Which I think, I mean, the Raiders will show they can run the ball anyways. So, I expect the Raiders to win this game because I think Davis Mills and that offense is absolutely awful. And if the Raiders can stop the run, there's no way they can lose that game. It's just, I really feel like they're going to win this game, especially if they run the ball. You know, they got the Texans, they do have a good defense. They play really good defense over there. But I think they got a chance to kind of just run the ball and just kind of punch him in the mouth a little bit. And they got to stop the run. They stop the run, Davis Mills can't do anything. So the Raiders better win that game. They have to win that game. It's a game they need to win. It's easy for them.
Yeah. You're in a must win. And I think the Packers are in a must win too for their season.
All right. Do you got an upset special for the week, Chris?
So I was looking at the lines. They're giving Jacksonville 3 points at home versus the Jets. And I think everybody and their mother is going to jump on the Jets +3.
You mean the Giants? They're playing the Giants.
The Jaguars? I'm sorry. Yeah, everybody's going to run on the Giants +3.
Uh-huh.
And I think Vegas is messing with people this week. I think they set that line that way on purpose because they want all the money to go on the Giants. And then boom. Jaguars win by like a touchdown.
I mean, the Jags need a win. They've lost 4 in a row ever since they beat the Chargers. And everybody thought they were going to be the best team in the AFC because they beat the Chargers. So they lost 3 in a row.
I think this is an absolute trap game for the Giants, and this is an absolute trap game for betting. I think Vegas did this on purpose.
I'm going to stick with the Giants because I think the Giants they're just rolling right now. I think they're just rolling. They're kind of hot. And I think they're going to start losing until they start playing the NFC East. That's when I think they'll start losing.
Then why are they getting 3 points on the road? Vegas is saying it's a pick 'em. It's a toss-up. Explain that one to me.
Because Vegas thinks Jacksonville is good. For some reason. They think Jacksonville is so good.
I'm telling you, it's a trap. Jaguars win by 7.
What's another one? I mean, these are all pretty normal games. You got Seattle versus the Chargers. What do you think of that one? Seahawks at Chargers. What do you think?
I think my best bet is to just be a contrarian. I think the Chargers are getting 6.5. Is that?
Yeah, it's super high.
I'm sorry. The Chargers are -6.5, right?
Yeah, they're favored by a touchdown.
Seattle might not win that game, but Seattle covers. I'd say Seattle.
Oh, yeah, I think Seattle's going to run the ball all over them. Chargers can't stop the run. They run the ball, just smash them in the mouth all over them. That's what they're going to do. I mean, the Broncos didn't have any of their guys to run the ball, and they still ran the ball pretty well. Mm-hmm. The Texans ran the ball all over them. You know, even the Raiders didn't run the ball, but when they did, Jacobs averaged 6 yards per carry. So you could run the ball on these guys, and that's what Seattle's gonna do. So I'm taking that plus 6.5. I'm thinking about that money line a little bit, but I'm gonna take that to 6.5 because I think Seattle's gonna go in there and just punch them in the mouth. Play the Chargers just aren't physical. Mm-hmm. They're a finesse team, and the Seahawks gonna come in and just pop, pop, pop. Right in the mouth, I think, and that's gonna catch him a little off guard. And then everybody's gonna say Geno Smith's best quarterback because he beat Justin Herbert. So,
Geno
Justin Herbert, you're the best quarterback in football.
Yeah,
he's the litmus test right now.
What's your surprise?
My surprise? Oh, my surprise of the week. I guess it's that one, isn't it?
No, that's not what you said to me earlier. Niners.
Oh yes, Niners. Over the Chiefs. I like this one because I just love what Fred Warner can do with Travis Kelce, and they don't have to put extra DBs on Travis. I really like that. I really think they could hold up in the rest of the defense, and they got a mean, mean defensive line.
No, Javon Kinlaw's out.
Oh, they do have some guys missing.
Bosa's out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The Chiefs are just... They're at -3.
But I just like that matchup. I just like
you like the matchup of Fred Warner on Travis Kelce. Well, yeah, guess what?
And at the revenge, we lost you the Super Bowl. At the revenge, you know, there's something to it. You know what I mean? I like the Niners in this game.
I would say keep an eye on the injury report this week.
Okay.
If you get a healthy Niners defense, maybe I can agree with you. Maybe. Okay. But as of today, I'm taking the Chiefs and they're -3.
Yeah. I think the upset of the week has to be the Seahawks one. I mean, the Seahawks and Chargers. I mean, that's obviously the upset of the week because it's +6.5. I don't know why that. Wow. That's a pretty high one.
Yeah, it is a pretty high one.
For the Chargers, they just barely beat the Broncos. Like, you know,
and their kicker's out, so they don't have a kicker anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they get all week to get a new kicker in the building, but
mm-hmm. I mean, you can find a kicker off the street. But man, that's a high spread for that game. It's very disrespectful, in my opinion. But hey, people like the Chargers, man.
People love the Chargers.
All right. Any other games you want to talk about? Nothing really special, man.
No. Tua's back. Dolphins get Tua back.
Okay. Hey, Dolphins get Tua back. Okay. That's exciting.
That's got some potential. What's that matchup? What's that number? I think that one might be close to even two. I think it's a low number for the Dolphins.
It's not there, guys. I wasn't switching. Here we go. No, that one's -7 for the Dolphins. Dolphins are -7. They're a touchdown. Touchdown over the Steelers, yeah. What do you think?
Steelers just got a big win. On the road, mm-hmm. in Tampa Bay, yeah. aren't they home this week?
Yeah, I think Pickett has a concussion though.
Trubisky came into the game and won that.
They weren't prepared. Yeah, exactly. He's a great. You're not prepared for him. He could just run all over you. He could just play football and throw.
Dude,
that was a game plan for him, Chris. It's gonna be a little different.
I don't know.
They're going to blitz the hell out of Trubisky.
Well, that's cover zero. Yeah, the Dolphins are going to play cover zero and come for him.
I mean, they probably blitz the hell out of Kenny Pickett, too. But,
Dude. I want to say take the Dolphins, but I don't have any faith in Tua. The Steelers defense was able to figure it out against Brady on the road. I don't know.
Yeah, but is the Bucs offense good, Chris?
He's still got weapons. He's still got Mike Evans out there.
I guess. they have the highest spread of the week. They're -11 over the Panthers.
Yeah, they're calling for a little bit of a rebound game against. Hey, but the Panthers might have a savior coming in. Guess who just came off the IR?
Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold.
Uh-oh, Sam Darnold's coming back, huh?
Sam Darnold's coming back.
Uh-oh. Sammy D. And another one that's gonna watch is the Falcons at Bengals. Are the Falcons? Is Marcus Mariota back? If they can find a way just to keep him under 15 passes a game, every game.
Did you know that the Atlanta Falcons are undefeated against the spread this year?
Are they? Plus, undefeated. So I gotta take that. What you're saying is I gotta
take the points. Six. Yeah, take the points.
Take the plus six.
Yeah.
We're going to get a couple of Mariota touchdowns, right? A couple of Mariota runs, right? They're going to try to keep him under 15 passes again. That's the game plan. He was 13 to 14 last week.
Shut up. Was he really?
Yeah, 13 to 14. Yeah. 13 to 14, two touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, 111 yards rushing. So he basically just ran all over them. You know?
Wow. You can run against the Bengals defense too.
Yes, man. Percentage of bets on the spread, 74% have taken the Falcons.
Shut up, really?
Plus six, yeah. 74%. Probably because they're thinking the same thing. You're thinking they're undefeated against the spread. I don't know. I'm probably gonna take the Bengals minus six because,
dude, I'm such a contrarian this week. That's what it is.
I'm gonna take the Bengals minus six because I just think the Bengals are a better football team, and the Bengals lose this game, and you know they're in trouble. They got to go back to the drawing board. They got to figure this one out.
Hey, it's not about them losing this game. It's about them covering the points.
Oh, okay.
I never once said that the Bengals were going to lose this game, Marcus. I never once said that.
They're just going to win by three. They're going to win by game winning field goal. Okay.
Yeah.
America agrees. 74% of America agrees with you, Chris.
That might not be a good thing. We'll see how it plays out.
A lot of people are taking the Lions spread, which I think is interesting.
Well, Lions are coming off the bye week.
Yeah, they're playing at Dallas, though, in Dallas. A lot of people are taking that spread. I wouldn't take that. I feel like Dallas takes that minus seven.
I don't know. Penei Sewell is a better pass blocker than Actually, I can't say that. I can't. I was gonna go somewhere crazy with it. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I can't do that.
All right, Chris. Any last thoughts? Anything else, man? Before we get out of here, anything?
I just want the pain to stop, Marcus. Like, we lost to both New York teams, technically New Jersey teams. I saw some little thing out there on social media. It's the Jets and the Giants aren't even from New York. They're from New Jersey. They play in Rutherford, New Jersey. The Bills are the only New York team.
Yeah.
I need a W, Marcus. I need a W.
You too, man. I need a W too, bro. So I don't blame you. I need me a W. So. All right, guys, well, we're out of here, man. We ain't got nothing else for you. follow us on Twitter.
We're a little beat up.
You're a little beat up here. ALPA_QB1, ALPA_QB1 on Twitter. Same on Instagram, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, me, myself, at the Mark John NFL, at King Manelos, Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness. Also, hit the subscribe button on iTunes and download on iTunes. All right. Peace, guys.